Hear the word of the Lord, as it is written in Psalm 98 and in the heavenly doctrine. A psalm. Sing ye to Yehovah a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and the arm of his holiness have made salvation for him. Yehovah has made known his salvation. To the eyes of the nations he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to Yehovah, all the earth. Burst forth and sing aloud and sing psalms. Sing psalms to Yehovah with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and voice of a shofar. Make a joyful shout before the King, Yehovah. Let the sea roar and its fullness, the world and they who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap the hands. Let the mountains sing aloud together before Yehovah. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the peoples with uprightness. It is known that confessions or thanksgivings to Yehovah were made in the temple at Jerusalem by singing, and at the same time by instruments of music which corresponded. The instruments were especially trumpets and drums, and psalteries and harps. The trumpets and drums corresponded to celestial goods and truths, and the psalteries and harps to spiritual goods and truths. The correspondences were with their sounds. In general, stringed instruments signify such things as belong to the affections of truth, and wind instruments such as belong to the affections of good. Or what is the same, some instruments belong to the spiritual class and some to the celestial class. That sounds correspond to the affections has been made evident to me by much experience, so also musical tones. Also that angels are affected in accordance with sounds and their variations. Discrete sounds excite the affections of truth. That is, people and angels are affected by them who are in the affections of truth, while continuous sounds excite the affections of good. That is, those are affected by them who are in the affections of good. To sound a trumpet signifies the influx of divine truth out of heaven, because when divine truth flows down out of heaven, it is sometimes heard in the spiritual world as the sound of a horn or as the blast of a trumpet. And also, to those who stand below, it appears as though there were angels holding trumpets. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Now,